So today we are here in the presence of Jesus. What will be your answer to that question that Jesus asked Bartimaeus? What do you want me to do for you? Will you ask him to heal the one thing in your life that is keeping you from truly following him? You're going to get up from your coat and go. Turn around and come back. Bartimaeus knew what his need was, and he was not going to stop until he got it. And when he cried out, "Jesus!" Sometimes I think I don't cry out loud enough. It's always just that walk of faith. And Jesus stopped. He didn't keep going. He heard him. He heard the cry. He knew what the need was. But he stopped anyway. We don't deserve for him to stop. But he does because he's a compassionate Lord. I pray that your answer will be to that question so that you can see. So you can see all he has for you and all your weaknesses and your strengths. Because what we don't have, the Lord will give us what we need. This week, and I do this every time Pastor ever asks me to speak, and all of you, you Patsy and Pat, Joanne, Linda, this is not easy to do. This is a time of soul searching because I have this over here. You're not good enough, Tina. You have no right to be standing up in church. You're not going to be able to do it. You're not capable. But I am. And I'm not because of me. And I am because Jesus stopped. And I'm amazed every time that I think that I've got it all figured out. I don't. He comes and he meets me where I am. And I love that. And I would scare all of you. But when he cried out, I just like, poof. It's simple. We make it so complicated. He cried out, Jesus stopped. And instantly, there was no dilly-dallying around. Instantly. And I know that's the kind of Lord we serve. Remember, Bartimaeus started his day alongside the road. Where'd he end up? He was sitting on his coat. And he stood up. And he moved. He ended the day as a follower with full sight. Now, I know that was a physical healing, but it was a spiritual healing. Pastors made reference, and Phil reminded me this, of somebody that we mentioned on the online service, Fanny Crosby, that was born blind, little girl. She wasn't born blind. She later on became blind, and she never got her sight. And somebody made a comment and, you know, kind of just said, man, you know, the Lord messed up with that. And she said, oh, no, he didn't. She said, if I could have a wish, it would be to be born blind. Why? Because when I get to heaven, the first face I see is Jesus. Bartimaeus was standing there that day. That's the first face he saw. So I'm going to give you a challenge today. Cry out. Figure it out what it is that you want to tell the Lord. He already knows. He's just waiting on us. But the opportunities we have, we don't have to take those for granted because we don't ever know. So said, take courage. Get up. He's calling you. Leave your coat behind.